A small percentage of people who smoke marijuana find that long-term use makes them sick with this violent vomiting illness. And in California, pot will be fully legalized in July. So doctors there worry that they might see more cases of this mysterious syndrome. Reporter Pauline Bartoloni has the story.
Marijuana has been legal for medical use in California for longer than two decades. And as Shelfante Lene Queen points out about her neighbors at her San Diego apartment complex, smoking pot is a way of life here.
Everybody here smokes. Smoke weed, smoke weed, smoke weed, smoke weed.
Queen's 48 years old and says she's been smoking pot since she was a teenager. She says it helps her deal with depression and anxiety. But after 5 years of smoking all day, every day, Queen started to get very ill.
My first time that I was actually sick and couldn't stop vomiting and in a great deal of pain and hospitalized, I was there for, I think, 3 or 4 days.
That scenario played out over and over again for almost two decades.
You're out of your mind in pain. Like, I've screamed out for death. I've cried out for my mom, who's been dead for 20 years, mentally not realizing she can't come to me.
Queen and her healthcare providers never got to the bottom of what was causing her vomiting episodes. She dropped down to a frail 109 pounds and was dismissed from a job.
I'm literally thinking I'm dying. I must have some sort of cancer, something they can't detect.
Finally, a year and a half ago, an emergency physician gave her something to read about a condition called cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome.
And that's when I Googled it. And that's when I figured it out.
People who smoke cannabis may be doubtful that the drug is linked to this strange vomiting illness. Truth is, the medical community has only recognized this syndrome for a little over a decade. A Colorado study found the number of people with the symptoms doubled when medical marijuana use surged.
This is something that we've been seeing for many years, but has really increased in frequency.
Dr. Amy Moulin works in the emergency department at UC Davis Medical Center. She estimates she sees the syndrome every other shift. She says it's frustrating because there's no one remedy.
I'd have someone who was very distressed, intractable vomiting, and I would give them my usual cocktail of medications that almost always worked, and it wouldn't work.
Doctors say these episodes are expensive. That's because to rule out other medical problems, they have to order CAT scans and lab tests. Moulin says even when she tells patients to lay off the marijuana, they come back.
A lot of times they don't believe me. I think it's because it's an under-recognized syndrome. Marijuana is used for nausea, and so it's difficult sometimes for people to make that leap of regular heavy use can actually cause vomiting.
Back in San Diego, Shelfante Lene Queen says she's relieved she finally got a diagnosis. She's back to a healthy weight and hasn't been back to the hospital in a year. She's cut down on her pot smoking, but not given it up completely.
I don't want to discourage anybody from smoking weed or whatever at all. I just want people to just be aware that it exists. Now, if I get sick, as sad as I'll be and as upset and disappointed with myself as I be, at least it's a freaking choice.
Queen and the medical community say as marijuana laws loosen, they want people to know about this syndrome so they have that choice too. I'm Pauline Bartoloni in San Diego.
Pauline Bartoloni is with our partner, Kaiser Health News.